news with the newspaper boys that would go out and say, read it, read all about it, get your morning newspaper, here it is. Well, you don't have to read about it because you can hear about it here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday the 15th. The Ides of October are upon us. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on day 15. Speaking of the Ides of October, day 15. You got a day 15 of the shutdown, partial shutdown, whatever it is. All right, so the two old fossils, Reid and McConnell, indicated progress has been made in the negotiations over the shutdown and the debt ceiling issue. And they are both, they say, optimistic that today could be the day. Isn't there a song that we could run? Today could be the day that the bills pass in the House and the Senate. So the current deal Ken Kessler is doing is, calls for a funding of the government through the 15th of January. Wait a minute. Oh. Okay, maybe next year. And an increase in the debt ceiling until February the 7th. Why don't they make it Valentine's Day at least? Huh? They're not very thoughtful. It could be a nice, sweet Valentine's present for you to wake up on Valentine's Day and figure things have closed down again. Some of the focus was taken off of that yesterday. Some new information coming to light. In a secretive mood, move on the 30th of September, night before government shutdown went into effect, Republican members of the House Rules Committee made a change to the standing rules of the House. So if you go back a bit, any member of the House could have brought a bill to the floor like a clean continuing resolution. But under this quietly made change, now the majority leader or any member of the House which he designates can do that. So he has control. I guess that's how I read that, Kenny. In this case, yep, it would have been Boehner. So anybody could have done it before, and now it's Boehner and only Boehner. Unless he tells somebody else to do it. Say that again?
Cantor, right.
Cantor,
the majority leader.
Right, yeah. So neither House Republicans nor House Democrats could try to get a vote on a CR to end the shutdown. Nice move. Smooth move. Now people will blame the Republicans and have some facts to back it up. Would you say that was because, you know, a lot of people want to get this stuff to the floor? Right? So is that a fair
assumption? Very sneaky and underhanded.
So politicians, come on. 888-302-3684 connects you, as a lot of people want to talk about this and their reactions to things that have happened in the last 24 to 48 hours over the weekend. Maybe yesterday you took it easy, maybe you weren't around, maybe today you're back up and at it. So we're going to put together a series of talk hosts who have been working this issue over the last 24 hours especially, and see what we come up with for opinions. Are you in an opining mood? You go to Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter @Good Day Show. So what have people been saying politically about this now that people know that the Republicans really did pull a fast one?
Mostly I see people retweeting and reposting the video of Congressman Chris Van Hollen on the House floor, revealing this change. Mark says this is just more grounds that John Boehner should be impeached by the Senate, and it's the only way to break the deadlock.
Can the Senate impeach Boehner?
Yeah, I don't know how
they
can do that since he's in the House.
Well, they can impeach the president. It's probably going to impeach. Maybe they can. I don't know, but I'm happy to learn. As you learn from us, we learn from you. 888-302-3684. What else have we got that's poignant?
The rest is general on the shutdown. Gonzo says that John Boehner is a delinquent, but the entire Congress should be ashamed of themselves.
Hmm. Well, that's something that seems to be of general consideration. 888-302-3684. Here's host Leland Conway, who says the Republicans are fighting a losing battle, and the more they fight, the worse they look.
The way that the media has played this out, and frankly, just it's juvenile.
you're not going to stop the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. So instead of taking up the headlines, get out of its way. I can remember lessons my father taught me when I was a kid where there were times he just got out of my way and he let me screw it up. And in a sense, I believe that that's where we're at right now. Not a sense, I know it. It is where we're at right now. And it's time to just, and now look at him. Now the Republicans are going to end up losing more than they started with. You know, if now they're saying, well, look, we're going to have to repeal some of the sequester, and they're getting their butts whipped in the polls. And at the end of the day, you're going to have the Republicans ultimately having to compromise in a way that probably expands government, expands spending, and gives the left everything they want. And you'll still be sitting here exactly where you were with no progress towards shrinking the size of government and getting it out of your way. The last 2 months would have been interesting if we had gotten out of the way and let this thing fail. The last 2 months would have been proving, because again, all of this stuff's going on with the Obamacare stuff. It's all going on right now. It's just not the headline. It's not the top headline. You got people finding out that their premiums are going up 300% and 400%. You've got poor people that thought they were going to get free health care that are finding out that that's not the case. You've got poor people that thought they were going to get free health care that can't log on to the website. They had to take the website down this weekend to restructure it, rewrite the code. Everybody had to change their logins. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. But you don't hear much about that in the news. Because we're too busy fighting this fight that can't be won. It's time to back out of the bar, be strategic, and then bring it back, because this is going to fall apart and they're going to need somebody with an option to pick up the pieces.
There's an optimistic way of examining what's going on. Okay, so it's a point of view, and we're here to express points of view or have them expressed. Leland Conway with his thoughts on this. I'm Doug Steffen with thoughts on it. Ken Kessler has thoughts on it. More importantly, you have thoughts on it. 888-302-3684, 14 after, on the Tuesday Good Day program.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Sometimes I feel like somebody come to me with a gun and said, your money or your life. Let's check a little more into this foolishness. Senate leaders are closing in on an agreement to reopen the government. Come on. The government's been open. This is such balderall. Few people haven't worked. That's it. But there has been a lot of rattling, and it scares the markets for a point, and then the markets went back up again because they all figured out, okay, this isn't going to go down the tubes. And so it's been much ado about nothing, and that's kind of what I resent more than anything else about this. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Lee Matthews talking to political analysts Ben Odom and Dave Weston about what these two guys think needs to happen to get a resolve to this situation.
I've been calling it a government constipation all morning because it doesn't seem to be a complete shutdown, just a major slowdown. What laxative, Ben Odom, do we need to get these bowels moving again?
That may be the most interesting way I've ever heard this whole issue brought about there. Well, I think the prescription that we need to have filled here is common sense. I think we need to have people actually trying to work together. I think John McCain, to use somebody from the Republican side, has had a little bit of common sense approach in what he's urging his fellow Republicans to do. I think there's blame to go around for both parties. I think that you can't have my way or the highway when you have divided government. It's just that simple. That's a recipe for gridlock, which is what we've had here. And I think the polling data is showing that people are very unhappy with everybody, but they're even more unhappy with the Republicans in the House than they are with anybody else. So the political fallout is starting to shake loose as people are getting nervous. What happens to politicians is they start seeing their own particular career get affected. Suddenly they start changing their tune. And so I think that enough people putting enough pressure on them to do their job and get things going, and maybe we can actually get a prescription for common sense.
Dave? What is your prescription?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's the president and Harry Reid who are unwilling to negotiate. And, you know, it was Nancy Pelosi that said we've got to pass this Affordable Care Act in order to find out what's in it. Well, guess what? The American people are finding out what's in it, and they don't like it. Now, this was passed with unilateral support of Democrats only, and the fallacy of the matter is the fact that they exempted themselves from the law, which they want to apply to everyone else, and now the law isn't ready to launch. So what are Republicans asking for? They're simply asking for a delay in the launch and the penalty so that those who want to sign up for it can, of which there are many states where people haven't even signed up for it because it's so unready to launch. And finally, it's just an issue of fairness in which the laws that Congress passes, they should be willing to apply themselves to. So when we come back to this, when we talk about, you know, being willing to negotiate and all this, that's kind of a doublespeak in my opinion, because we are willing to negotiate. It's the president that is stepping forward and saying that he doesn't want to negotiate, and so this is a Democratic shutdown.
All right, so blah, 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 blah. 888-302-3684. Hi to the folks listening in Charleston, around Akron, that part of Ohio, Monterey, California, Syracuse, New York. Happy to have you on board. Doug Steffens' Good Day train as you move down the track on Tuesday morning. It is the 15th. Is it the 15th?
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Shutdown, the debt ceiling, that's what people have been talking about the last 24 hours, and that's what we're reporting about as we understand what the important stories of the day are. And then there's the situation with Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who's from Maryland. We have an excerpt of him talking on the floor of the House trying to get clarification on the rule we were talking about a few minutes ago. The Republicans changed the way the discussions can begin, or introduction of a vote. And here he is trying to figure this out from the mind of House Speaker Pro Tem Congressman Jason Chavez of Utah.
What purpose does the gentleman from Maryland rise?
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Clause 4 of Rule 22, I move that the House take from the Speaker's table the Senate amendment to the House Joint Resolution 59, recede from its amendment, and concur in the Senate amendment to open the government now.
Under Section 2 of House Resolution 368, that motion may be offered only by the majority leader or his designee.
A parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Gentlemen may state his parliamentary inquiry.
The standing rule of the House is Rule 22, Clause 4. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the standing rule of the House reads, Mr. Speaker, when the stage of disagreement has been reached between reached on a bill or a resolution with House or Senate amendments, a motion to dispose of any amendment shall be privileged. Mr. Speaker, my question is this parliamentary status of the bill, does it meet the requirements of 22-4?
The House has altered that operation of that standing rule.
So I just want to understand, Mr. Speaker, this standing rule of the House, which I have here, has been altered by the House. Is that what the Speaker's saying?
The House adopted a resolution altering.
A parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker. When was that alteration made?
House Resolution 368.
House Resolution 368. Mr. Speaker, just parliamentary inquiry. I want to make sure I have the right one. I have in my hand HRES 368, October 1st. Resolved, and Section 2 of that says any motion pursuant to Clause 4 of Rule 22 relating to the House joint resolution may be offered only by the majority leader or his designee. Is that what you're referring to, Mr. Speaker?
That is the resolution.
So, Mr. Speaker, just so I understand the situation, parliamentary inquiry, HRES 368 changed the standing rules of the House to take away from any member of the House the privilege of calling up the Senate bill to immediately reopen the government. Is that right?
It did change the operation of the standing rule.
Right. So just parliamentary inquiry, a privilege motion, Mr. Speaker, would have allowed any member of this House, Republican or Democrat, to call up the Senate bill to open the government. Is that right?
The chair did not give an advisory opinion on that.
But, Mr. Speaker, a privileged resolution, as cited in Rule 22.4, the standing rules of the House, would allow any member of the House to offer that resolution. Is that right?
The chair will not give an advisory opinion.
Well, Mr. Speaker, parliamentary inquiry, I think you just, as I understood, said that that was changed so that it no longer would be a privileged motion for any member, but it would be exclusively the right of the Republican leader or his designee. Am I right about that?
The House will follow House Resolution 368.
Right.
All right. So that's a pretty good four-minute explanation of why this is all so effed up. Would you agree, Kenny, or anybody else? Listening to that stuff and the arrogance of the way that it was changed so that the members didn't even know themselves, that's what I got out of it. No wonder people want to get rid of Boehner. And they probably have the right idea. He ought to go. 28 after on Good Day.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called GEICO. GEICO had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and GEICO is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
I think we should call this a semi-shutdown, Ken Kessler. The semi-shutdown, which should probably be over 24 hours from now. I'm betting it'll be over, at least if it's not over tomorrow, it'll be over the 16th, because the debt ceiling situation has to be resolved before the 17th. So as usual here, especially in this hour of the Good Day program, we've taken the liberty to listen to a lot of talk programs and put them together so you get different points of view from different minds and ideas that will perhaps cultivate some thoughts with you. The general framework is there apparently to make this resolution stick at least until the 7th of February. Democrats and Republicans describing the outline of the potential agreement on condition of anonymity, of course, because the discussions are ongoing. Don't you all love that? I'm not going to tell you who I am, but here's what's going on.
So, right, but don't quote me.
No, please. Here's host Rick Sanchez talking to one of his callers about a Tea Party protest in Washington over the weekend.
What's your reaction to the Tea Party members carrying the Confederate flag in front of the White House? The media's making hay out of it. I want to know what you think. Are they true patriots? Are they racists? Are they simply people showing or demonstrating their First Amendment right? Nothing more, nothing left. Are they, at the very least, insensitive? There's two goods and two bads there. Which one do you choose? Would you have been offended by something like that? Thanks for calling, Bruce. What do you got?
Listen, I'm from Virginia. I'm from Richmond, born and raised. Richmond is the capital of the Confederacy, okay? Everyone knows this. Virginia has the most, I've been to D.C. two or three times a year growing up. I live here in South Florida now. I'm almost 40 years old. I will tell you this, because no one can speak on the Confederate flag more, because I had great relatives that was in the Civil War, okay?
Really? Wow. My wife as well has relatives that fought for the Confederacy, interestingly enough.
Right. And here's the thing about Virginia, and I'm not speaking about Virginia, but Virginia is considered one of the most radical racist countries in the Union because of its history. But, you know, back in the 80s, we were also the first state to ever elect a black governor, Governor Wilder. I'm sure you remember that.
Remember him very well.
Yes, sir. So it goes back and forth. As far as the Tea Party, look, the Tea Party, I'm a white American from Richmond, Virginia. Moved down to South Florida because I dig diversity. I like think my girlfriend is from Costa Rica. If I had to live and be around people that looked and talked and sounded like me, I don't know what I would do. The Tea Party knows what they're doing. They did wrong by doing that. But at the same time, it's not fair to them that the media only picks up that whatever they do because they're white. It's racist when the race runs across the board from everybody.
888-302-3684. Yes, I promise we'll get to some of your calls in a matter of moments here. We're going to get a couple of more pieces of the pie presented to you from, is it John Sanchez? We have Rick Sanchez and John Sanchez. Not related, though.
Right.
Right. So here's another Sanchez talking on his program about the ups and downs in the markets, although I think the market turned positive, kind of reacting to the bullish predictions from the two Senate leaders. Dow Jones Industrial Average, which had been strongly off kind of last week. Well, it was up and it was down, rose another 64 points on Monday. Didn't take Columbus Day off. Gee, I wonder why. All right, here's John Sanchez.
Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are meeting behind closed doors. They're working on a deal. The deal's getting closer. And then mid-morning we get an update that President Obama and Harry Reid were going to meet at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Market took off on that news. About 10 to 15 minutes later, right across the headlines, President Obama and Harry Reid are not going to meet. Market went down. We went from a gain of about 60 down to about a gain of 29. But then the market decided to edge its way higher. And the reason that the president and Mr. Reid decided not to hold their meeting was because they needed more details of what was going on behind the scenes. And that's pretty much where we left today. But it was enough to, once again, just like the other day, give us some optimism, meaning Friday. Give us some optimism. Give us something to hope and pray for. That our great country is not going to default on its debt. That all these hardworking men and women of the government can start getting paychecks. And that we can get back to business. Get back to the things that really matter instead of all this bickering going on in Washington. I mean, they're going to come to a resolution. Like I've told you from day one, I am 100% confident on it. It'll be a short-term resolution. Remember, as of Friday, when I was discussing this with you, it looked like it was going to be a six-week type of an extension. Well, I guess that's one of the sticking points at this particular time. The Democrats don't want just 6 weeks. They want to bump it out to maybe January. I've even heard some say as far as February. So far, it's not that far. So that seems to be kind of where they are right now. So we had the volatility. But once again, the market exhibited signs of optimism.
Yeah, that's important. Signs of optimism. Wowie zowie, this is big stuff. 888. If you're a sucker, I guess it's big stuff. 888-302-3684. The planned White House meeting between the president and leaders of Congress postponed amidst all the conversation that the Senate appears to have an agreement to end the partial semi-shutdown. Last spin on this comes from talk host Matt Allen, who has financial analyst Tim Howes on his program. They talk about what Howes thinks will happen if they don't reach a deal.
If we do not raise the debt ceiling, well, first, let's start off with the debt ceiling. Number one, you don't raise the debt ceiling, Congress doesn't come together and agree to that. Does it automatically equal a default?
It will if they can't pay back on the Treasury bills that are coming due. So, yeah, they're. I can't say automatic, but that will happen in a certain number of days.
Well, I mean, we have money coming in. I mean, they collect tax revenue all the time, right?
Right, but as you and I both know, it's not enough.
Well, I've heard the numbers. What did I read? I read someplace that there was it's $25 billion in debt service that we owe. I don't know if that's a year or a month or whatever it is. It might be a month. And we collect $200-something billion in that same time period to pay our, you know, to run the government. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, we have a shutdown right now. Could we not choose not to pay, I don't know, military people or not pay park rangers or not pay something, other bill, and pay our debt service to kind of stave off a default?
That's where it gets sticky, because everybody's looking for money, and how do you choose? I forget the exact number, but the United States government pays out millions and millions of payments every month
right. To
different constituents. How do you even decide who gets the money?
Talk to me about what that means to the average citizen. You know, how am I going to feel that impact on myself if we did default?
Well, what I think what people would see is when they go to borrow money, whether it's to buy a car or to purchase a home or to refinance a mortgage, you're going to see interest rates start to increase. And that in itself is not a good thing, because obviously it increases our cost of doing business and it decreases our purchasing power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good. So a higher interest rates eventually will have a chokehold on the economy. Matt, you can see this already in the Treasury bills, the short-term interest rates that the government borrows at.
Mm-hmm.
They've been actually rising quite a bit in the last week or so, and it's a reflection on investors just starting to get a little concerned that we potentially could have a situation where the government might go into default.
Nah. I don't know who he. 888-302-3684. But my pledge is for you to hear all of this stuff, whether I think it's hooey or not, or I'll tell you afterwards I think it's hooey, and I thought that was a lot of hooey. How about you, Kenny? What are we? When it's just the same stuff over and over again. It's fear. What's going to happen if everything falls apart? Guess what? If that happens on Thursday, there'll still be a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah, and it's not going to fall apart. They're not going to let it happen.
So the month of combat in the Congress over government spending shows signs of giving way to the deal from the Senate to reopen some of the federal agencies that had been closed down. There are a lot of people who have been inconvenienced. I've had some dealings, some things that need to be done by various government offices that weren't done. And you probably, if you searched around, have had that experience too. Let's take some of the calls that are standing by here in a matter of moments at 888-302-DOUG here on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's autumn and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't-you-dare-mess-with-my-truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302. This whole thing is a laughing matter because we've been made a laughing stock by people who understand human nature. 888-302-3684. All right, let's find out what some of the selective callers are saying about what's going on. Here's Robert listening to the Good Day program in California.
I'm actually confident if the Republicans get out of the way. I would like to see the American people demand that the Republicans get out of the way. Who in their right mind has the confidence to think that the Republicans could assist in governing this country the way that they have obstructed and put us in the worst financial condition since the Great Depression? This is a disgrace, and American people should be outraged with them and make them get out of the way.
Outraged. I'm outraged. I could find another guy around with a different name who'd say exactly the same thing verbatim about the Democrats, right?
Yeah.
Right. Republicans say, handy bye. That was not a solution-oriented call. 888-302-3684. I got a feeling that Michelle in Maryland is not going to be interested from what I read here in solving the problem either.
I don't believe that a deal will be reached by Thursday, and no one, I don't think anybody in this country wants to default on anything. However, at some point, and this is what the Republican Party is trying to do right now, is put their foot down. I mean, this country, we've got to stop spending the money that we're spending at some point, and that's what they're doing now. Put your foot down. Don't make them cut back somewhere. We can't keep doing this. I mean, it's on our children, it's on our grandchildren, and we need to stand up and fight for stopping the spending. So I'm hoping that a deal won't be reached, even though I don't want to default on any of our debt. But at some point, we just have to say stop spending so much money.
All right, that we agree with, I think, pretty much universally. Think twice and then think again about spending all this money. 888-302-3684. Mark, listening to WSDE.
I'd just like to alleviate everybody's fears. There is going to be no default on our debt. The biggest lie being told the American people right now is that there is going to be a default. The way it works is the money comes in every month. President Obama has the authority to prioritize where the money gets spent. He can choose to pay the debt or not pay the debt. And I do believe he will choose to pay the debt.
I don't know if that's the case or not. All right, let's finish it up. Glenda in Kentucky, go ahead.
I'd just like to make a comment or two. One, I think both parties are acting like two-year-olds. And two, the people that vote and put them in there, they should not go out and vote at all when the 2014 election comes around, so that they would understand how we feel about what's going on in Washington, D.C. There is nothing going on except a lot of stubbornness. Both sides are very, very stubborn, especially the Republicans, and I have been registered a Republican. I do not vote Republican at all now, and I probably won't ever vote again because of the situation the way they're going. I don't think either party will reach a debt ceiling because both parties are too stubborn. They act like they're kindergartners fighting over a toy, and they should be. The president and Boehner should be put in a room and made them work this out until they are let out. They should be kept in a room till they work this out. They are the two that's fighting against each other. But I think this is ridiculous that our country's in the shape it's in due to two parties that can't agree on anything.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so that's the end of that. Let's talk about something else in a minute here on Good Day.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Going on conversation in the world today and activities that pertain thereto. I sound like a lawyer, right? A Dudley Stephan Esquire. Ken Kessler, Michael Forty is at the Controls, our studio in Washington. We're here to overview some of the important things that are being discussed. I, just for the heck of it, Kenny, Googled immigration reform news. As immigration reform on the minds of people, it's been put on the back burner somewhat because of the last 2-3 weeks of foolishness. But when I Googled immigration reform, just to get an update, I found 31,715 articles on immigration reform. 31,715 of them. So, what does that mean? It means a lot of people are interested, even though the news media has been asleep, as is usually the case. Here on the Good Day program, we never sleep, always on top of things. So I thought you'd be interested in some conversation about the latest reports on immigration. Substantial rise. The numbers indicated when things began to change because the economy was bad, immigrants, the illegals were leaving. And a million or so of them did. However, that appears to have changed now. The economy is improving. Here are our radio hosts Jim Forsyth and Tim Merriman talking about it.
This is a new Pew Hispanic survey on the status of illegal immigration. They do it every year. They've been doing it every year for the past 20 or 25 years. And before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, what I think is the most significant part of the survey is that it indicates, as we're discussing stepped up enforcement along the border, whether or not we should put more boots on the ground along the border, this report indicates that border security has essentially no impact whatsoever on illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is driven by the economic conditions in the immigrant's home country and the economic conditions here, and that is it. It says, despite the fact that we've had all these boots on the ground, we've had a wall along much of the southwestern border for the past 3 or 4 years, there has been absolutely no impact on illegal immigration.
That's
that
amazing.
Has been caused by any of these enforcement measures that have been put in. As you mentioned, 1.5 million illegal immigrants currently living in Texas. The report says that the total number of illegal immigrants living in the United States has been down for the last 3 or 4 years. We've
right.
talked about that in the past. It went from 3.5 million people living illegally in the United States in 1990 to a peak of 12.2 million in 2007. Then it started falling off as the recession dried up the construction, the landscaping, the right. agricultural jobs that illegal immigrants come to this country to do. And at the depths of the recession, there were 11.3 million people living illegally in the United States who were citizens of other countries. But now it's begun to pop up again. But, Tim, the real interesting part of this is that Texas never saw a drop in illegal immigrants
ever.
During the recession because our economy continued to be strong. There continued to be jobs for
yep.
these individuals to take once they came into Texas. And it's also an impact of the fact that Arizona, for years and years and years, the southern Arizona border, which if you've ever been there, is
yep.
just absolutely about as remote as you can be. It looks like the surface of the moon.
Sure.
That has been the leading entry point for illegal immigrants since the 1990s. But South Texas is now taking over for Arizona just simply because our economy is strong.
Sure.
The word
sure.
gets out south of the border that if you want a job, the strongest economy is in Mexico. Now, where are these illegal immigrants coming from? It's interesting that illegal immigration from Mexico has actually fallen. And Mexico is one of the unsung economic success stories of this hemisphere. Mexico's economy doesn't get nearly as much credit. The unemployment rate in Mexico is lower than it is in the United States. Now that they're privatizing Pemex,
right.
the Mexican oil industry monopoly, you're going to see a boom in energy production south of the border. Mexico is finally improving its education system, which has been a joke for the
sure.
past 150 years. What the Peña Nieto administration is doing really gets no credit in the United States, but they're doing a ton of things to keep people in Mexico. People want to stay where they grew
yeah,
up.
Yeah, their country.
I mean,
yes.
If people come from another country into the United States, it's not because they hate the country they came from. It's because there's no opportunities for them there.
All right. Let's get to Rob Schilling talking to Bob Dane, who is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, about this report.
There was reports over the past week or so about an increasing illegal alien population in America. What are the latest numbers and what's the trend?
The numbers are rising. The Pew Research Center, pretty good group, good methodology, well respected. They are reporting, interestingly, almost the same numbers we have, that the illegal alien population in the country has been rising over the last several years and is about 11.7 million illegal aliens in the U.S. right now. You know, this is not a big surprise to anyone who's been paying the slightest bit of attention to what's going on. Because since President Obama took office, he has been systematically dismantling interior enforcement.
All right. So you got bits and pieces of it, something else to chew on. You get kind of tired about talking to the Senate.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.